Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. 5 years ago in 2020, Southern Oregon faced catastrophic wildfires. The Alameda wildfire ripped through Ashland, Talon, and Phoenix, leaving carnage in its wake that's still being dealt with today. But while fire crews were busy with the Alameda fire, the Obenchain fire was racing through the area of Butte Falls and Shady Cove. Now, 5 years later, Butte Falls Fire and Rescue is hosting a citywide barbecue on August 9th, commemorating the five-year anniversary of the Obenchain fire and to honor the first responders and the city's resiliency. Joining me in the studio to tell us more is the Butte Falls Fire Chief, Jeff Gorman. Welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Now, you're firing up barbecue smokers to commemorate the five-year anniversary of a major wildfire. Tell me more.
Well, this will be our 24th anniversary barbecue, 24th in a row. So we're going to be cooking up some tri-tips, some chicken, and all the sides. And this is to raise money for a new engine and, you know, to put like a new Type 3 into service for Butte Falls area.
Mm-hmm. So. And this is on August 9th.
August 9th in the park at Butte Falls.
Okay. In the park at Butte Falls, I'm guessing everyone knows where that is.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. It's right by the stop sign.
For people that don't know where Butte Falls is, give me some geographical markers here.
Okay. So if you're going on site 62 north towards Shady Cove, you would turn right on Butte Falls Highway. It's about 14 miles up the road.
Okay.
And it's you can't miss it.
I can't miss it. Okay. How big is Butte Falls?
It's about a quarter mile square.
And what's the population?
480.
480 folks, and yeah. We can't miss them.
Yeah.
They'll all be at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the barbecue.
So we'll have vendors in the park selling stuff. We'll have live music by the Torpedoes. They're a great band. Mm-hmm. They came up for our 4th of July celebration.
What kind of music do the Torpedoes play?
They're like the 60s, 70s.
Okay. So dance music.
Yep. You'd be ready to dance.
Okay. And how many people you expect?
Hopefully we'll be able to feed about 350 to 400 people.
Oh, you'll be out there all day.
We start pretty early, yeah.
Okay. So it's going to range from what time to what time?
So generally we start serving around 11 o'clock and it goes till about 3 or until the food runs out.
Until the food runs out.
We run out quite a bit.
Is that right?
It's hard to determine how many people are going to show up.
Well, it looks like you're going to have good weather.
Yep.
So let's talk about what happened 5 years ago.
So on September 8th, I believe it was, we were called to Obenchain, which is on our side is North Obenchain. Obenchain Road does not go through to 140. It's blocked in the middle.
Okay.
So they called it the South Obenchain Fire, but ours is, like I said, on the north side. We went to the farthest house out there, and we stood and waited for the fire to come up to us. There was no air resources on it at this time because Alameda Fire had taken almost all resources to help get that stopped.
So all the airdrops were going to Alameda.
Yeah,
you guys were out there with what?
Just trucks and hoses. And then all of a sudden we had community members. They started getting together. We called them we dubbed them the Logger Nation after a while. They were a great bunch of guys. Loggers and contractors brought their water trucks, their cats, timber bunchers.
What's a timber faller?
It's a mechanicalized machine that can walk up to a tree and grab it, cut it, and lay it down, make a fire line basically, take away the fuel.
Okay.
So. So anyways, after we watched the fire come up the canyon at us with no resources on it from the air, we were basically in defense mode and trying to get the fire around all the buildings that we could.
You guys were sitting ducks.
Yeah. Yep. We were right in the way. But thanks to a good group of people and all our volunteers also, you know, we hung in there and got the fire around everybody's house. We lost a few outbuildings and a few, you know, different types of structures. One cabin and like a studio apartment type building, and that's about it.
How many volunteers?
We have 14. There were six on that call, that initial call.
Six people?
Yeah.
We're holding back open chain fire.
Plus our Logger Nation, which assembled pretty quickly.
And how many were in your Logger Nation?
About 15.
Okay. So you had some help?
Yeah.
But still?
There's a lot of area.
So how many acres did the open chain fire burn?
You know, I don't have that final amount, but it was quite substantial. It went almost all the way to Shady Cove and also almost to Willow Lake.
I had heard east. That it was more than 30,000 acres.
Yeah, it was way up there.
My guest is Butte Falls Fire Chief Jeff Gorman. His department is hosting a citywide barbecue on August 9th to honor the first responders in the open chain fire. So, Chief, tell me your story. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Butte Falls.
Okay.
I moved up from California when I was 9, so I was there in 1976.
Okay, and how did you end up being interested in fire or firefighting?
Well, it just happens sometimes. You end up talking to your buddies and they need somebody to help, so you kind of go and join, right? You be a part of the community, and that's where we became actually the hub of the community, getting a good fire department back together. Like back in the 60s when it started, we had a great group of people.
And how long have you been with the fire department?
I've been firefighting for 26 years.
Wow.
Been a chief for 20.
Oh, I was just about to ask, when did you become the chief? And you've been the chief for most of the time you've been there.
Yes. Yep.
And how do you build a volunteer fire department and then maintain it? Because people move and, you know, there's transition.
That's that's an unfortunate part of it. Sometimes we train them and then they go get a job and they get paid for it. You know, that's just how it goes sometimes. But you treat them like we treat each other like brothers, sisters, and people like that.
So you're always in recruiting mode.
Correct.
But what a great place to train and gather all these skills, and then, you know, there's a good income on the other side. And by the way, we need firefighters.
Oh, yeah, we do. One of our best recruitment activities is 4th of July parade, and when a kid comes up and says, I want to ride on a fire truck.
Oh, yeah, you get them right there.
So you give the dad a waiver. It's actually a form to sign up to be a volunteer. Said, have your dad fill that out and you can get on that truck.
Oh, that's nice. You want your kid on the truck? Join the fire department. I love it.
Yeah, and it works. We got some good people like that.
You ever get any women firefighters?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How many?
In the past, we've probably had 6 or 7 since I've been there, and good firefighters.
Yep. What's the physical capacity or level you need to be in shape in order to do this work?
Well, you have to do some minimum lifting and bending, dragging, you know. A lot of it has to do with teamwork. You know, if you're a volunteer, you're not like pumping iron all day, you know,
right,
in the gym. You're doing your job.
Yeah, you're not like
somewhere.
The hot shots. Those
they're fires. Always on. They're always doing their PT. You know, physical training. So
yeah, but you got to have some physical capacity there. And what's the age range?
Well, I think I got one at the youngest is 20 right now, 20 or 21. And I am 61.
Okay.
I'll be 61.
I would never have guessed that. So firefighting is doing you well. It's keeping you in good shape. So tell me about the status of your fire department at the time of the Obenchain fire, staffing, funding, preparedness level, those kinds of things.
So during that fire, we had a 24-hour shift going with at least two people at the station at all times. Because as soon as we went into level two evacuation mode and level three, then we had to be in town. There was hardly any resources until later on. About almost a week later, we got some resources from Utah Unified Fire Authority. Mm-hmm. They came in and helped us out. That's when we started getting some rest. But we were staffing 24 hours a day with a handful of people, and also doing checks on roads and around people's houses.
Well, that's amazing. Hardly any sleep.
No, it was pretty tough. I lost 25 pounds at those 2 weeks.
I can imagine. And what about animals?
There's a lot of ranches that were taking cattle.
Yeah.
I think the Jackson County Fairground took a lot of the cattle. We take care of a ranch. We were taking horses in up the road, up Willow Lake Road.
Wow, where would you put them? I mean, there was fire everywhere.
Yeah, we were just off the east edge of the fire, so we weren't in evacuation mode at all.
Okay. So, what's the status of your department today versus then?
Well, today we've been holding pretty steady at 14 volunteers, mm-hmm. All trained. Our annual budget, operations and maintenance, it bounces right around $34,000 to $36,000 a year, mm-hmm. to run a tender, two Type 6 engines, which are brush engines, and a Type 1 engine.
Okay. And
so structural.
Yeah, so this barbecue is going to help.
The barbecue, any kind of fundraiser we do, that money becomes match money. We hope for a grant someday that, you know, match with 5% of our money to get something substantial out of it, like a truck, Type 3.
Well, I see you light up when you talk about a truck. So that's one of the big needs for the department.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So how can people learn more about this event?
Well, we got Facebook, Butte Falls Fire Department, and also there'll be some advertising. I saw Maureen is doing quite a few places. But if you need to, do you have Taylor's number there?
Tell you what, you send it to my producer, and we'll put it up on our website at jeffexchange.org.
All right.
Okay.
Will do.
All right. So at the end of the day, once the barbecue is over, what happens?
Then we got to clean everything up. It's just a lot of work.
I mean, but with regard to fundraising, what's next?
So the next thing that we'll probably do is like a Christmas bazaar. Mm-hmm. That'll be... And I think it's in November every year. We also do a movie night. Sometimes we'll do food delivery. We'll do like enchilada night and deliver food around Butte Falls in the fire trucks.
Okay. Well, just wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
My guest was Butte Falls Fire Chief Jeff Gorman. His department is hosting a citywide barbecue on August 9th to honor the first responders.